Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight, eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Clayton, get back in your suit. Clayton?
We're all going to die. Right.
Dr. Brown, there's two doors here. Which would we take?
The one on the right, I think. I can't see anything. We have to get my access back up. I'm not going to talk to you otherwise.
How do we do that?
We need an admin panel somewhere.
Reset, this platform only has one lift.
Yes, and the control center is at the top of it.
But is it even running?
Only one way to find out. Clayton, come on.
What about... that?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Whole tunnel's active now. Clayton, stay close behind me.
Don't worry. Got the tunnels completely infested.
Yeah, whose idea was this?
I'm coming.
Was that an explosion?
Yeah. That blew the demons. If that thing can take over machines, I'm not letting it get two more.
Good thought. Where are you?
Some kind of shaft. A huge one. Vertical. Stretches up and down out of sight. Ladders on the walls. It's filled with something big and metallic. Circular.
I can't.
Sarah, it's not coming after us. I can't fit in the shaft.
Blaine, you can't stay where you are.
Sarah.
I can't.
Blaine.
Now, Doctor.
Yes, now. You can't stay where you are.
Sarah, you're okay. You're safe. Sarah, I've got you. You're okay. Hey. Okay.
I told you not to tell me. Tell me that.
I know. But I also told you a while back that I would never lie to you. And I am not lying right now. You are okay. You are okay. No matter what it feels like.
He will come up.
There is no he. It's not Reese.
I left him. And he's gone back.
No. It's just an extension of the creature somehow. It wants to terrorize us, Sarah.
Blaine,
divide us.
Listen to me. You are inside the geology
ship.
I am trying to tell you that...
She's gone. I muted her. It's just us now, okay? Hey. It's just us.
We're going to die.
No. We are not. Sarah, we're not. How many promises have I made to you that I haven't kept? Sarah, how many?
None.
Right. I don't make them if I can't keep them. And I can keep this one. We are not gonna die.
I don't know.
After everything we have seen together, you really don't trust me?
It's not that I don't believe in you. I'm not strong. I'm weak. You're the opposite of me, Blaine. In every way. I could never be like you.
Where do you get off, Sarah, saying something like that?
What?
On North, I did try to quit. Didn't I? Wanted to leave Mac there. Regroup, figure out another solution. You were the one who wouldn't stop. Said you were staying with or without me. Remember that?
I did say that, didn't I?
Everything we've been through, you're still here. You're not weak. You're inspiring. You made me believe in it. And you were right. I promise you, we are not lost.
I trust you. I just need to know that we can stop it. That's all. I need to know it can be stopped.
It can be stopped. I'm gonna prove it to you. So you'll know. You won't have to take it on faith, okay?
Okay.
Now. I feel like we just had a moment. And given how precarious everything is, you know, how uncertain, I mean... I think now would be a very appropriate time for you to share with me.
I'm not telling you my phobia.
A hint would be enough. No, that would be fine. Or a really vague hint.
No.
Does it involve sharp objects?
Listen to me. I will never...
Now what? Dr. Graf?
I was trying to tell you where you are, but you shut me off.
Where are we?
You're in the deep water drill shaft. That big metallic corkscrew that runs the length of it, that's the drill. And the life form is turning it on.
Why is there a drill?
The geology teams did core samples before building the base to make sure the vault wasn't emitting
any... Do you both really think this is the time? Good climb!
You could have been doing that all along if you just listened to what I... Technically, it goes nowhere. It runs right up the center of the platform, but there's probably maintenance panels all up its length, like the one you just got in there with. The panel at the top, if I'm remembering right, will take you to the geocartography lab.
I'd love to see the geocartography lab.
Oh my god, this isn't happening.
Keep climbing! There's an access panel coming up.
Are you at the top of the shaft?
No.
Then that's not the right one, is it?
Oh my god, it's turning!
Keep climbing!
I am! The thing is going to rip us off the walls!
I see the top. I see the access panel.
Then get it open.
I'm working on it! God, it's not open.
Right.
You have to force it.
Right, what about...
I almost got it.
Warning.
What did
Geology
you...
Geology drill emergency shutoff has been triggered. Safety protocols must be initiated
emergency
before drill
switch.
Operation can resume.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense, something like that being here.
It does.
I know, I was trying to, Panel's open now.
I see that.
Okay.
Men.
Dr. Graf, we're in the geology cartography lab. All of our limbs attached.
What do you see?
Hold on, it's dark.
There's a flutter.
Okay. Lots of computers. It looks like a holographic projector in the center of the room. Everything's mothballed, covered in tarps. Can we restore your access here?
If you can power up the room, possibly. Start taking the tarps off. You'll need an admin panel, not a workstation.
All sold over here.
What do we do once we find the right panel?
There should be a primary switch somewhere. It will boot the entire system.
Usually on the floor, near the walls, right? That's how it was in the med bay.
Exactly.
I see it. I have it. Okay, everything's booting back up.
I found an admin panel. How do I restore your access?
Log in with your ISD credentials. I can walk you through finding out if that's what's going on. It would be the simplest explanation, but I can't guarantee the lifeform only changed my permissions. It could have deleted my entire profile if it wanted.
Okay. I'm in. Go to the admin panel.
Platform admin, not lab admin. What's happening?
The computers are behaving strange.
Define strange.
They're online now.
Which ones?
All of them. All of them are processing.
Something's operating them.
I think we know what that is.
It may be trying to stop you from adjusting my permissions.
I don't think so.
The holographic map was displayed.
The map?
Yeah. And it's showing... base, I don't know, looks like top-down view, sea floor, it...
What?
Stand by, Doctor.
What is it doing?
Zooming out, further and further.
That's South America. And now north, too. Oceans.
Dr. Graf, do you have any idea how much cartographic information is stored here?
It's for the geology teams that built the base. If it's anything like the physics data packages that get loaded, then I would assume it contains... everything.
Even stellar cartography?
All known cartography.
Earth, Mars, Titan, it's... asteroid belt, oh my god!
It's learning the solar system.
I would finish what you were doing, AJ. Agent Blaine very quickly.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in the admin panel.
Look for user permissions.
I see them.
Blaine, it's scanning Interstellar now.
I'm in user permissions.
It's seeing everything.
The team lead tab. My profile will be in there.
Found you. Your permissions were revoked.
Reinstate them.
Turn it off.
Not yet.
It's learning everything. Blaine, turn it off.
Not yet. Got it. Doctor? Doctor?
I'm back in. I have access. Change the system password. Something only you know, nothing random. It can screen random combinations of billions a second.
Blaine!
Got it! Clayton, kill the room.
What just happened?
Isn't it obvious? The creature used the access to the data archive to review the cartography of human expansion. Earth. Soul colonies. Interstellar colonies.
Space stations, installations, orbital platforms. Every human asset.
Explains a great many things.
Like what?
Why it was put here. Colonization.
Colonization?
Think about it. An ancient, sentient, mechanical organism that spreads by infecting other non-sentient machinery and technology. Eventually, it spread as far as it could. Without technology to infect, there was nowhere else for it to go. It clearly can survive in isolation indefinitely. A collective machine intelligence orders of magnitude higher than any of our VIs. It could run biological forecasts, geological algorithms, determine which planets would be most likely to produce life.
That's brilliant, actually. Place a vault on an uninhabited planet, somewhere the future intelligent life couldn't open or physically reach.
Like the bottom of the ocean.
Until they were at an advanced enough technological level to do so. A level that would ensure when it was open,
the conditions on the surface would be perfect for it to infect and expand. A surface rife with technology.
Not just the surface. It would mean the race that finds the vault is probably spacefaring. That it's probably expanded beyond its home planet.
Precisely. Then it spreads from one machine to the next, one region to the next, until it consumes every piece of technology on Earth. And when it's finished, it spreads to starships, then to other planets, other systems. It would efficiently wipe out all human life and replace it with its own matrix.
Oh, dear.
You must see now the reality, the scope of it. The risk is far too great. It must be stopped.
Which is why we need a containment team.
That won't stop it. That will only aid it. This can't reach the surface, Sarah.
It won't. Clayton, it won't.
You saw what it did to Reese. How many more people have to die like that, Sarah?
Dr. Graf.
How many more do we have to sacrifice? How many more like
Dr.
Alvarez?
Graf.
Like Joe.
Eva!
I know I'm right, Sarah. You know I'm right. We aren't even talking about losing just Earth now. We're talking about the systematic destruction of the entire human species.
I trust Blaine. I'm sorry, Eva. I understand your viewpoint, believe me. But I've been through too much with Blaine. I trust him. I choose to trust him. I owe him that.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you're right. I really do. Because if you're not...
Did you do that?
I did not.
What is it?
The pressure door just opened. I can hear it. It's coming.
I'll shut the door. Door isn't responding. Eva, can you shut it on your end? Shut it and lock it.
Already trying.
There it goes.
It goes right back.
It's biting me.
Eva.
Dennis.
It's coming.
Clayton, go!
Okay.
I think... New permissions are working. It's not locking me out this time.
Good work. Clayton, get in the lift.
No.
Eva!
It shut down the elevator. I know. I'm trying to reboot...
What in hell?
Something's punctured straight through the pressure door to the lab. Two giant blades.
It's altered its form. It's adapting.
The lift! Stop!
How many times do I have to say that I'm working on it?
Oh my god!
It's in here with us!
It's coming!
Dr. Graf!
Got it!
Okay.
Its arms. We must be a diamond filament shaft to puncture steel like that.
Is the lift moving?
Yeah, we're moving.
It looked like a deep missile. I mean the shape of its size, but covered by the life form.
Yeah, it was Reese's Demis, it had to be.
Then it's clear. The life form can assimilate and control other machines. It's more than just the spread we're seeing on the walls. Can you imagine if this thing got control of military machinery?
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
It was Reese.
It's not Reese. Reese is dead.
Then what's been talking to us?
Everything I've seen suggests it's a linked technological intelligence. No separate entities. Whatever's communicating, it's the whole, not a one.
Oh, that makes me feel much better. How is it doing everything it's doing? Manipulating the computers, taking over Reese's Demis, communicating. It's never done any of that, right?
No.
Maybe it was a reactivation of the power?
No, it had that before. Briefly. There has to be something else, something different now.
The vault was empty.
What?
That's why we had the displacement. It filled with seawater when it opened, because it was empty.
So?
So, if the life form was stored empty...
Then an oxygen environment. An unflooded environment is its preferred one.
Why the water, then?
It must use it for dispersion, to spread quickly. But after that...
We pumped out the platform. We removed the water.
An oxygen atmosphere must allow it to function at its most volatile.
God, since we've gotten here, we've done everything it wants us to do. Step by step. Restored power. Remove the X-Core safeguard so it has access to that power. Gave it machines to use against us. Pressurize the platform so it has air. We've done everything it wants us to do.
Contacting the surface is not what it wants us to do.
How do you know?
Because it's trying to stop us. We are gonna stop it. Like I said.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Eva, we're in the control center.
There's no infestation here.
Well, something had to go our way eventually.
The door's tight! Get him!
Too late. It's lowering the lift back down.
What's left freezes Demas. It's gonna come up after us.
Dr. Graf, can you find the maintenance panel for the elevator?
I'm looking at it. I'm trying to shut the lift down, but I have to give myself maintenance access.
I'm gonna start the reorientation of the relay. It'll take a while.
Assuming you can connect to it. Assuming it's not dead out there.
Attention. Vault relay operational.
It's still active.
Warning. Vault relay reorientation in process to new transmission vector. Vault relay reorientation will complete in 4 minutes, 21
4 minutes?
Seconds.
I think we'll be up here way before that.
I'm trying to stop the lift, but it's rewriting APIs faster than I can enter commands. I've had to restart 3 times.
What do we do? We don't have Demises anymore. We lost the weapons.
Well, this is control. Here, weapons locker.
Can you get it open?
Yeah, my ISD protocol should let me. Oh, damn. These are all loaded with low-impact slugs, so we don't breach bulkheads. Which means...
they aren't going to breach that thing either. The lift's coming up now.
Eva, I don't know about the rest of the platform, but it's MD standard ops to have automated security and a control center. You see anything like that on your end?
There's only one of me. You want me to work on the elevator, or do you
want
me to...
We don't have time for the lift. It's already coming back up. Look for gun turrets. They'll be loaded high caliber.
Fine. Starting over. Again.
It's coming.
Clayton, get behind that panel.
What are you doing? I thought the bullets wouldn't hurt it.
Doesn't mean they won't slow it down. We just need to buy time for Dr. Graf to get the turrets online. Or, failing that, get the relay reoriented. Listen to me. Whatever happens, when that radio connection locks, you transmit to the surface. Tell them what's happening. Tell them we need a gamma-level containment team.
What do you mean, whatever happens?
It means it may come down to you. Just hit this button and hold it. That'll transmit.
Blaine!
You're about to have company.
Have those turrets coming.
I found the subroutines, but you're going to have to hold it off for a minute.
Yeah. I kind of figured you'd say that. Wait.
But it's dead. It has to be.
Wait.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's reforming. It's not going to stay down.
Eva, the turrets!
And there go the turrets.
It overloaded them. That's all the defenses in the room. You're on your own.
The relay's almost aligned. Sarah, get behind me.
I don't think that's going to help.
Any suggestions?
Eva, does this platform have an oxygen generator?
I don't think so. It was only for temporary habitation. Why?
Wait, don't climb on that.
I'm looking for something in the ceiling panels.
We got about 20 seconds till that thing is back up.
I found it. See the blue pipes? Eva, this platform uses LMO for the atmosphere.
It makes sense, but how does that help?
Because it's way colder than liquid nitrogen.
You want to burst one of those pipes?
Right on top of that thing, yes.
What's LMO?
Liquid medical oxygen. It's in compressed, super cold liquid form, but still maintains its breathable properties. Raw like this, though, it's somewhere near minus 200 degrees Celsius. Freeze it through, I bet your low-impact slugs will do a lot of damage then.
I think you're an amazing person.
Eva, can you super pressurize the cryopipes in here?
Let me see.
It's almost up.
Rerouting LMO to control. Sure about this?
Do it.
It's up.
Try and keep it from moving.
LMO pressure 106%.
Why?
111% pressure.
It's not stopping.
Pressure 120% stabilizing. Pressure 125%.
When it blows, it's going to...
Sarah! Get off!
than you aren't anything like me, huh?
I guess I have my moments. Oh. Blaine, you're hurt. You're bleeding.
No.
We need to bandage that. God, you're cut back.
Battle base, surface one.
Sarah, look at it. Look at it. You see? It can be stopped.
Adam Bay, surface one, do you read?
We stopped it. It can be stopped. We can...
Lane, no!
What happened?
No! No!
Sarah?
It stabbed Blaine. Get stabbed him through the...
Fathom Bay Surface 1, come back. What's your status?
Blaine, it's okay. It's dead.
It's okay. Fathom Bay Surface 1.
It's okay, Blaine.
It can't be...
I know, Blaine. I know.
It can't be stopped. Do me
stop. I will, Blaine. I do.
Fathom Base, Surface 1, come back. Fathom Base, you initiated contact. What is your status?
Sarah? Sarah.
Lane is gone.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Fathom Base, Surface One, do you copy?
You know what you have to do, don't you? You see now. I'm sorry it took this for it to be obvious, but you see now.
Read him and weep. Surface One, Fathom Base.
Fathom Base, go ahead. What's your status?
Surface One, we had an overload down here. It spiked the signal booster on the comms. Sorry to worry you.
Specify, Fathom Base. Your situation is nominal, over.
Yes. Confirmed. We're fine. East platform is stable. We'll be back on the surface in no time.
Understood, Fathom Base. Good to hear. We'll reset schedule check-in to 0600. That work for you?
Works great.
Roger that, Fathom Base. Surface one out.
I know that wasn't easy, Sarah. I know. It was maybe the most difficult thing you've ever done.
One of them.
Can you unlock the mainframe, Sarah? I would really like to get out of here. Then we can figure out the X-Core overload together. We can finish it. Sarah.
Coming. Blaine. Goodbye, Blaine. I'm so sorry.
Sarah.
I'm headed to you now. Most of the lights are off here.
Damage from the impact, most likely.
The hall's flooded. It's cold. It doesn't feel like an internal leakage. It feels like seawater.
Emerson flooded that hall back when we were trying to stop Mac.
Flooded the hall? Why would she...
Hurry, Sarah. I'm very eager to be out of here.
I can't see anything.
Should be emergency handhelds on the walls. Do you see one?
Yes. Better. The door at the end?
That's the one.
I don't understand. Why can't you just open the door?
It's locked on my end. Max sealed it. I'm guessing it's a one-way lock, though.
I'm at the door. Hold on. The panel's dark. I don't know how I'm going to... Oh. The panel just... activated.
Hurry.
Eva? Eva, it's pitch black in there. You've been in the dark this whole time.
We are, all of us, in the dark. Whether we know it or not.
What? Well... Oh my... Hearts!
Emerson, yes. I should have warned you.
She's... She was...
Crushed by the pressure door. It's how she died. A violent end. She sacrificed everything. And yet, the vault still opened. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What has any of this been for?
I thought you said Bryn died in a Demis. That Mac electrocuted
Mac
her.
Mac did electrocute Bryn, Sarah. But it wasn't how she died. I find it's best to blend partial truths with lies. It makes them much more compelling.
What?
I know a lot about lying. I did it to myself for years.
Eva? Where are you?
I would spare you that, Sarah. The lies you would tell yourself. Those are always the most insidious.
Where are you?
You were right, Sarah. You have done everything we wanted. The reactor, the water, the containment team.
What?
Blaine was right. They would have been effective. A phasmatic energy shield erected around the entire site would have prohibited our expansion, starved us. But now, the X-Corps will give us all the energy we need, and the remainder of this base, all its platforms, all its survivors, the material.
Oh no.
You can't leave. Not now. There's simply too much to do.
Let me out. Please let me out.
You've been so useful, Sarah. All you needed was the right amount of pain. You came to me in just the right state.
Oh my God, let me go.
I was convinced in the same way, you know?
Let me go,
but
let me!
But do you know what's so wonderful? What we were convinced to do was absolutely the right thing.
You'll see. There is no pain here, Sarah. No guilt. Here, you will grow.
This isn't happening. This isn't happening. This isn't...
That's better. without the flashlight. Just the dark.
No.
In the dark, the eyes begin to see. And in the silence, we begin to listen.
We shall do you both.
Fathom is the first season of the podcast Derelict by Night Rocket Productions. It is created, written, directed, and edited by J. Barton Mitchell and produced by Elizabeth Laidlaw, Kirsten Rudberg, and Thomas Barker. Episode 9, In the Silence We Listen, stars Danny Payne as Sarah Clayton, Michael Mao as Blaine, and Elizabeth Laidlaw as Eva Graff. Podcast features original music by Ryan Talbert, Luca Tincio, Makeup and Vanity Set, and Chris Coleman, as well as additional sound design by Music Radio Creative. The producers wish to thank Flashpoint Chicago, a campus of Columbia College Hollywood, especially John Petrosky and Bill Bacon for their invaluable support in the creation of this podcast. If you're enjoying this story, please help us by spreading the word about it on your social media, leaving reviews on your podcast platform, and visiting derelictpodcast.com or fathompodcast.net and clicking the Patreon link to see how you can support us even more directly. We need your help to keep the story going. More than anything, though, from all of us at Night Rocket, thank you for listening. This story will continue.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in The Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.